year, his first full year of a four-year term as the state attorney for the 7th Judicial Circuit. He joins us in studio for a visit today on WNDB's Mark Bernier program. Mr. State Attorney, good to see you, sir.
Mark, it's always a pleasure.
Well, there's always something exciting going on in the world of prosecution and putting away the bad guys. Let me tell you what the my lines have burned up on is this story that came out about the radio station owner in Ormond Beach and the state attorney's office's involvement in trying to prosecute that case. And people say, Mark, is this guy going to walk? And I said, I don't know. So let me bring it to you, Mr. LaRissa. Where is that case now?
Well, there's a trial set next week. I believe jury selection will begin Monday unless there's some continuance or something involving two counts. One's sexual activity while in familial or custodial authority, and then I believe a lewd and lascivious molestation. There's also approximately 14 to 16 other charges that are pending that would be tried later. So we have two counts set for trial next week.
What happened a couple of weeks ago when he was taken, arrested, and then told that they didn't have enough to arrest him on? What happened there?
Well, I don't know about being told they didn't have enough to arrest him on. I know he was released on, I believe, an ROR bond.
Well, there was a worry that he was going to flee.
Right.
And that was a tip from somebody else.
I believe that came from Crime Stoppers.
Is that enough to take someone and secure them on an anonymous tip that he may leave? Don't you have to have some other kind of evidence?
Well, first of all, that wasn't those charges that were actually filed that you're talking about, I believe that there had been discussions with the defense attorneys. There wasn't a surprise that those charges were going to be filed, and the plan was to file them before any trial started on the two cases set for next week. It was just a matter of timing, and when there was an announcement for ready for trial, I think that was part of the reason why these charges were brought prior to the actual trial beginning on the two counts set for next week. But in addition to that, when you take that and the fact that there was a tip, which Crime Stoppers, I mean, we rely on Crime Stoppers for tips all the time, and the anonymity of Crime Stoppers is one of the reasons why it's so successful. So I think when you put those two things together, I think that gives a little more context.
But didn't we read in the paper where the judge thought it was too flimsy to hold him in jail?
I don't know that the judge. I didn't interpret it that way. I interpreted the judge felt that because he'd already had a bond and because he'd already been in court and appeared in court, that the judge felt that the bond that he'd already posted was adequate.
Who's going to prosecute for you? Who's going to be in the courtroom?
Tiffany Edelman and Brett Gammons, I believe, are the two prosecutors assigned to that case.
Now, is David DeMore representing Mr. Wilhite, a former prosecutor in the state attorney's office?
That's my understanding that his firm is, yes, sir.
Okay. Are there two different things that are being done next week, two different cases, or is it one case against
Mr. Wilhite? It's one information or charging document, two counts involving the same alleged victim.